Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fights at the Roundtable, the show where five dimwits argue about things that don't matter. I'm your host, Dimwit Matt Sinix, joined, as always, by my fellow dimwits, John Avery.
What's up?
Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
Josh Hurt.
Hello, hello.
John Dobson. Matt Swearingen.
Ayo.
Yeah, I went out. You know what? Listen to it at half speed. It'll make it so much more apparent why. Well, tonight we are doing Best Fictional Weapon. And before we get into it here, we have War Doors, of course, but I figure we'll go and get the disclaimers done now. There are a lot of really good fictional weapons, guys. So we're picking some more like handheld weapons that, how do we describe this here, guys? Like
pretty much anybody could pick up.
Pretty much anybody could pick up, yeah. So, for example, Wolverine's claws came up. They are embedded into Wolverine. No one else can just like
pick up Wolverine's claws.
Yeah,
like
so
battering ram.
So like swords, guns, axes, you know, that type of thing. That's the general theme of what we're
so no vehicles
tonight. No vehicles,
right?
Okay. Optimus Prime.
No suits of armor.
No suits of armor.
Okay,
that is correct. So that out of the way, we'll get Ore Doors ready, and then we'll get into this here. Yeah. Oh yeah, Edson. It's been a little while.
Right. Welcome back, buddy.
Yeah, well, welcome back.
Happy New Year, guys.
Thanks for fighting a good fight.
I defeated COVID, just so you guys know.
No, he was using bare hands. He was riding
a
griffin.
That's right. That's right. You're on a griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the shout out, guys.
You know, you told me about the griffin, and at first I thought you were lying.
I thought, don't you have some New Year's resolution to not make as many bad puns?
No, I would never do such a thing.
Yeah, I know. All right. You guys ready for War Doors?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's make it happen. I have 1 through 5. Who wants in?
Number one.
Cake the dessert or cake the band?
I have no idea what cake the band is.
Oh, no.
Short skirt, long jacket?
You lose.
Yeah, I'm going to say cake the dessert. Just because
it's okay.
I have
you
no
still
idea
have a chance for redemption. Tell me why cake the dessert.
Well, I mean, who doesn't like cake as a dessert? And it you could double it up as for breakfast or lunch or dinner. It just, you know, it's very versatile. Cake.
This is true. He picked cake. All right. 2 through 5.
3.
Stick shift or automatic?
Oh, stick shift all the way. Come on. If you're going to drive, actually drive. Like most cars now are flappy paddle, which is nice, but it's not the same. You have more control. It's more fun. You feel like you're actually driving a race car when you're driving a stick shift.
Okay. 2, 4, and 5.
4.
Medical commercials or car commercials?
Car commercials, because then at least I can look at the cars. I can't buy them because, you know, money. But at least you can get to look at the cars. The medical commercials, there's nothing, or it's gross, and I don't know. I'd go cars.
All right. 2 and 5.
2.
Apple bottom jeans or boots with the fur?
Apple bottom jeans, because here in Florida, boots with fur would be very warm. And that's going to be a rank smell after a while.
Rank smell. All right, and that leaves number 5. Boba Fett or The Mandalorian?
The Mandalorian. Any day of the week, every day of the week, 10 times out of 10. Boba Fett is cool and all, but I don't actually believe he got out of the Sarlacc pit. I think that it's all made up from here. So The Mandalorian is actually a Mandalorian too, which is kind of cool instead of just a pretender clone.
Nice. Okay. It's going to be a little tough.
It's code tough. For none of those were good arguments.
That's not true. Dobson, going to give it to you, man.
Oh,
woo!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you convinced me. I think stick shift is pretty cool.
I would like to point out that he doesn't own a car that's a stick shift.
I do not. True. Never have.
Really?
But I have driven them.
Okay, interesting.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, it worked out. Dobson's a big car person, so.
Well,
I felt the passion in that one.
Yes.
For sure.
I'm a big person that likes cars.
I feel like that's rude.
Ooh.
Rude, Sinix.
His words, not mine.
I'm pretty sure they were your words.
All right. So Dobson has earned the right and responsibility to give us his final word at the end of this podcast. Mm. But before that, we have this entire bracket to get through. Are you guys ready to kick things off with round one of Best Fictional Weapon?
Let's do it.
Here we go. First up, we have Mjolnir versus Power Sword, also known as the Sword of Power.
From?
He-Man. The Masters in the Universe. Thank you.
I think that part of the disclaimer we made earlier was that, quote, unquote, anyone can yield it, but I think we're making an exception for something like this, right? The idea of something someone can yield it is not that we are putting that weapon in its most proficient user's hand.
Correct.
Okay.
It's more about the capabilities of, like, the weapon itself.
Right. And in Marvel, it has not only been Thor who's yielded it, right? Beta Ray Bill, didn't he have Mjolnir for a while?
Correct.
And
yes.
Obviously, Cap. And
yep.
Spoiler alert.
But, but whoever wields it possesses the power of Thor.
Correct.
Yes.
So that's different than a lot of other weapons where that's not part of their thing.
Right.
So
Jane Foster. Right. Jane Foster gets it.
Yeah.
Which is why she becomes Thor. Right.
Yeah, it's not only that, but I think part of what makes Mjolnir, meow meow, amazing is the fact that you have to be worthy in order to have hold the sword. Like, or hold the sorry, I said sword.
Wield the hammer.
Wield the hammer. So, like, that is something that's really, I think, important in determining how awesome a weapon it is. I mean, anybody could use a gun or sword or any of the other weapons even that are on this list, but you have to be a worthy person to wield this weapon. And it's not just destruction, which I think is a really cool thing about Thor's hammer, is that, because I just can't pronounce Mjolnir.
Meow meow.
Meow meow. Is that it's not only a weapon, it's also a tool for creation as well.
Building the table.
Yeah, you know. So, and if you put the hammer on the table and the table is able to hold it up, is it also worthy?
The elevator's not worthy.
You beat me to it.
All right, so He-Man. Also, side note, I feel like He-Man would be worthy. He-Man's pretty
awesome. I don't know. I think he'd probably be worthy.
All right, Adam seems kind of like a punk.
Adam does seem like a whiny little punk. Like
Reed.
Yeah,
isn't like his secret identity. He's
Prince Adam.
Prince Adam, and then you know he's alter
ego.
He stumbles
upon a sword, and now he's got muscles.
He-Man,
right? Well, no, because here's the deal: he doesn't get any bigger. Prince Adam and He-Man are the exact same size. Even the action figures were. All it does is change his wardrobe and makes him
his voice
less, more confident.
Changes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't understand that either.
Okay, but here's the thing with the power sword, right?
Yeah, sword power. Yeah,
is that it? Gives you an ego boost, or at least it helps your self-esteem.
I think it's a confidence thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because so, Cringer's not afraid.
Correct. The Cringer becomes like a battle cat.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
who's
true.
Got all sorts of armor on. And like, who doesn't want a little bit extra, you know, like self-esteem in their life? Yeah.
But can it shoot lightning? Because lightning would give me self-esteem.
Oh, no. I totally think that Meow Meow is a much better weapon in this matchup. I'm just saying. Like,
so when he raises the sword of power above his head, lightning does hit the sword, and then he points it at Battle Cat, well, Cringer, to turn him into Battle Cat, which doesn't kill him. So does that mean now that lightning is
so
only...
So if he points at a bad guy, does the bad guy become a supervillain?
I'm just wondering.
It seems like a negative if that's the case.
That's a bad weapon right there.
Trapjaw, who's getting more power? You don't want that.
Nope.
Moss Man. They had the best names. Like, not the first series of toys, but the next ones. They just took whatever they did and added Man after it, and that was it for an entire series. And we bought them up because it was awesome.
Mega Man. Same idea.
Mega Maid. Did you see Mega Maid?
Mega Man.
Oh, Mega Man.
Yeah.
It's a Mega Maid.
They did the same thing, though.
Yeah.
Basically just took, like, some thing. It was like, this guy's, like,
I thought you went Spaceballs and went Mega Maid.
Leaf Man.
Because I was going to say, if the Schwartz is in here, then we're talking. This is
the
pretty
Schwartz
fantastic.
Is unfortunately not in
here. That would be great.
Right?
Yes.
Any other arguments for Mjolnir or Power Sword?
I think everybody said the right things.
All right. Let's put it to the vote. We'll start here with John Avery, on my right.
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir. Josh.
Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Mjolnir.
All right, there it is. Edson.
Meow meow.
Meow meow. Matt.
Yep.
Yep.
It sucks because I love
Mjolnir
He-Man.
Sweeps
but...
it. All right, next up, we have the blue shell from Mario Kart.
Which
versus...
apparently any just average person can yield. Just saying. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I threw a turtle
Luigi
the other
can
day.
Yield it, so can all the rest of us.
Baby Mario can wield this thing. Yep. And versus the Sword of Omens.
Oh, I'm ready.
Thundercats. Boom.
I love the Sword of Omens so much. I just think it's the coolest sword ever. The sword grows. It's in a sheath that's actually a paw glove.
Yep.
And he pulls the thing out, and it actually...
It's wielded by the Thundercats, so that's cool.
Love Lion-O.
Oh! Right?
I love that you can. It gives you sight beyond sight.
Yeah.
So you can see what's going on in other places.
We missed you too, Edson. Listeners, he said he missed us so much, and he's crying because he loves us so much. Yeah.
Pretty sure it also emits energy. You can shoot blasts with it. It can cut through like steel, rock. It's the Sword of Omens.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm a bit rusty on my Thundercats mythology here, but
doesn't seem like it.
Lion-O's actually still young, but the sword, I believe, makes him like an adult. But I think he's still...
He's not like a kid, but he is...
He's somewhere between the other Thundercats and the Wile E. Kid.
Right, seems to have a bit of a like, He-Man effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does grant him
Shazam
some sort of like...
scenario? Or
yeah. Older, mm-hmm. more mature.
Right. So, because, I mean, a lot of the early stuff was him trying to figure out how to be a leader because he's still kind of a kid.
Okay, but here's the thing with the blue shell. Because I don't know how much people have... I mean, I'm assuming everyone here is well-versed in Mario Kart, but if you've ever played with your friends, that is a true weapon that will end friendships. And not only that, just, like, when you score the blue shell, and you're in last place and you score that puppy, and you're like, yes, I can wreck someone else's life as well. Not only am I losing, but you will too. That is the ultimate in equalizers.
And the fact that it never misses.
Yes.
You yep. can dodge it now. I was looking at this.
Nope.
There's a
no.
specific
Mario
item.
Kart 64. Come on.
You
can't
cannot.
Dodge it.
No.
No, you can't.
In most Mario Kart games, you cannot negate the blue shell.
I don't want to
you
talk
can
about
make
this
it,
crap.
You can make it so that the person right behind you can suck as well. But
yes, you can.
Yes. But... Like, it never misses, and you don't even have to be able to see.
Yeah.
Right,
you just
yeah,
pull
you
the
just
trigger.
Just pull the trigger.
That is an awesome weapon.
And then if you can get a star.
Yeah. No, if you can combo those.
Yeah.
Last to first.
Or the bullet.
Or the shrink everybody thing.
Ooh. I mean, it's...
When they get hit bolt? With lightning. Yeah.
Dude, top 16 Mario Kart items, yo.
I just played Mario Kart 8 last night.
Nice.
I think I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
I'm ready to vote.
Sounds like people are ready to vote.
Actually,
oh, okay. Okay. What about you, Edson? Are you, do you need more time?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to come to Josh and Edson towards the end. Start with Matt.
The blue shell, because I did never watch Thundercats. Yeah,
alrighty.
I get so angry at me.
How about John Avery?
Sword of Omens all day.
One for sword.
Cut through the blue shell.
John Dobbs.
Blue shell, because Mario Kart was a big part of my childhood, and I too never watched Thundercats.
I feel worse about having not seen
old guys.
Now.
Wait, why do you feel worse?
No reason, John.
No
it's fine.
Reason.
Really need the old guys to come through here. Just throw that out there.
All right, which one of you old guys wants to?
The wise guys.
I will Excuse say, me. You know, I'm going to put this on Josh. The Sword of Omens. I loved Thundercats growing up. That was one of my favorite cartoons growing up.
It's all tied up. It's going to be.
Does the blue shell have a song written about it by Reliant K?
By
I don't
Reliant
think it
K?
Does.
No, but there is a Mario Kart song. Yes.
Fair. However, the answer is Sword of Omens. It's a much greater weapon overall. So.
Sword of Omens takes it. 3-2. Good arguments, guys. Next up. The Power Ring, Green Lantern versus Excalibur.
I thought these were fictional weapons. Excalibur.
Yeah, the Power Ring is real.
From history?
Yeah.
Power Ring is real.
I don't.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Excalibur ever need to be recharged or anything? Like, it doesn't
it's
need
been
a battery.
A long time on its charger in
like
that stone.
No.
Saved up a lot of juice.
Let me was handed out by a watery tart distributing swords as a basis of government.
Matt doesn't get that reference.
Matt doesn't get that reference, no. Kids, go watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail if you haven't seen it.
Only if you're older than 13.
Only if you're older than 13.
Absolutely.
Ask your parents.
Please watch responsibly.
Excalibur. So Excalibur, it goes back to the whole Thor thing, right? Because initially, only the king was going to be able to wield Excalibur because it was stuck in the stone.
Correct.
But not wield, just remove.
Yeah, so once it was removed.
It was removed, it was fair game.
That's true. And I don't know about its history after that. I haven't read that many history books.
If Mjolnir was like, Thor can pick it up this time. And then after that,
it's just a hammer.
That's gone.
Okay, but there's the thing with Excalibur's the mythos that's behind it or around it, that it anoints, it's what starts Camelot.
Have you ever mixed mythos with Coke? It's awesome.
It explodes all over the place.
All over the place, yeah.
Anyway. The story that has persisted surrounding Excalibur for literally thousands of years or hundreds of years. Whatever it is.
One of those
Josh,
two.
Which is it? Thousands or hundreds?
There's some zeros.
You were there.
I don't know. I was already graduated college by then.
I'm just saying that there's a lot to the story of Excalibur that I think it should
the power ring
have it some gravitas.
Like, can create whatever, though.
Right.
And
power
anybody
ring can
create use
his
it.
Own Excalibur.
Yes.
Or just a hand to take Excalibur and throw it away.
Right. And then slap you with it.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I would do if I was.
Because you're being irresponsible with Excalibur. Right.
Just
and
a giant.
And it can become
fact,
a plane.
That's probably the only thing you need.
A, like, yeah.
But only if you have the will to be able to do it.
Well, yeah.
But this is just like Meow Meow. The person can wield it and wield it well.
Well,
that's a little bit of a caveat, but.
But the properties of the ring allow you.
Wait. What if Excalibur was yellow? I'm just saying. Then. Green Lantern. Isn't that?
It's made of silver. It's fine. Actually, I don't know that.
I'm gonna need a fact check.
But I'm pretty sure it's not made.
Excalibur's cool, but like, I'd rather have a power ring.
Yeah. Excalibur would be awesome if it could turn into anything I wanted it to.
Exactly.
Yep. Yes.
That'd be even better.
Adaptability.
So, yeah.
You guys ready to go?
I am.
Yep. Yes.
Let's go put it out there. Anybody for Excalibur?
No.
Nope.
No.
That's a 5-0.
It can turn
for the
anything.
Power ring. Okay. Next up, we have the Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch
yes.
versus Aquaman's Trident.
Well, I know which one's going to win this one.
I'm ready. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Does Aquaman's Trident have any special powers, like summoning fish or...
No, that would
Not
be Aquaman.
I right. I think all the powers come from Aquaman.
It's very Excalibur, right? Like, it's
right.
got some, like, authority to it.
Okay. Very cool.
Right, yeah.
Where it's...
Now, if you're talking about the Trident from...
weapon.
Little Mermaid, that's a different story. Like, that thing shoots like ray guns.
But we're not.
Mm. No, we're not. So
this is Aquaman, yeah.
So it's lame. Just like Aquaman.
And the Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch, I mean,
has scripture written after it, you know,
yes.
addressing it, so.
Blows thine enemies into pieces in
right.
thine mercy.
That's right.
In thine mercy.
Yes.
The Book of Second Armaments, Matt, you should look it up.
Is it before or after the Book of Second Hesitations?
After.
Okay.
Are we done here?
I am totally ready to vote.
Yeah, I'm ready to vote.
Yeah. Yep,
anybody for Aquaman's Trident?
No.
Nope.
That's a clean sweep. For Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch. Okay.
One of the relics that Brother Maynard carries.
Next up, lightsaber versus Batarang.
Oh, wow.
Seating is hard.
Awesome.
This is rough.
Seating
yeah.
Sorry, Beth.
Is very difficult.
Yeah. Matt's over here crying.
I still want a lightsaber.
I still want a Batarang.
Yeah. Still want a Batarang, too.
Yeah, but I could chop the Batarang.
No,
with the lightsaber.
Okay, have you guys heard of the Hacksmith on YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Okay, so he has made both actual Batarangs and a working retractable lightsaber.
Yes.
Along with a ton of other amazing things.
Well, it was technically a proto-saber?
Yeah, it needs a giant backpack to go
with
it.
But it is.
Yeah.
But it's pretty legit.
Like, the coolest. They cut through metal doors with it.
Yes.
It's
yes.
so cool.
This dude's a genius.
Okay, can we pause the recording because I need to watch something real quick?
No.
No, because it's like a 25-minute video.
If we're pausing the recording, it's to go back and listen to our other recordings at half speed.
Yes.
That's what we're going to be doing.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
That means the losing of John Lennon can be drawn out longer.
Well, I didn't think we were going to make that reference tonight.
The losing of John Dobson's taking forever.
Well, you know, you're replaceable.
Ryan, that's day one.
Okay, right. So wait.
You invited me to this. Just remember
Hacksmith.
That.
Hacksmith. The Hacksmith.
Totally checking out.
Shout out to the Hacksmith.
Yeah.
I'm just going to link that in our description below.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, no, the lightsaber is one of those things like you don't have to be watching anything. You just hear that sound and you know what it is.
Yeah.
And it's just one of the coolest sounds, one of the coolest weapons that there is.
I mean, it can block laser blasts.
Yeah.
Block anything.
Well,
really, if that's the case, there's a lot. Shouldn't there be a lot more Jedis out there? Just wondering.
Wow.
Not Woo. Everything.
Too soon,
yeah,
man.
Too soon, man. Yeah.
Too soon.
But, and I like the customizability.
There you go.
Customization?
Maybe. I don't know. You know what I'm going for.
Customness.
Single blade, double blade, right. Hilt. Like, Dooku had the hilt that was, like, made for saber fighting. You can do a lot of different things.
Plus, I can't go to Disney World and build my own Batarang.
True.
It's true.
Yet.
Yet. Yeah.
Come on, Disney.
Maybe they can help make some good movies.
I don't know.
I feel like I could have like way more skills with Batarang. If I just throw a Batarang, it's not going where I want it to, and then I'm out of Batarangs.
Right. And I'm also losing a finger in the process.
Batman never seemed to run out of Batarangs. I'm just saying.
I'm probably losing a finger in the process with a lightsaber, too.
Good point.
Maybe a
good
hand.
Point. Yeah.
But I'm a little frustrated that there's not more like accidental lightsaber injuries in Star Wars. Like,
yeah.
Like, there should be some Jedi that it's like, oh, I lost these two fingers.
Yep. Yeah.
Should have been Finn.
Yeah, true.
I'm ready. How about you guys?
I don't know, man. I'm really struggling with the fact that a Batarang is just...
Yeah. A Batarang's so cool, but if you were like, this is really a Batarang, or this is an actual lightsaber...
No, I'd totally pick up...
I'm
not going to pick up my only weapon and throw it away and be like, all right,
can I run and go get it?
Can you toss that back to me so I could use it again? That'd be great. Thanks.
I mean, it's a Batarang, so it would come back.
Oh. Even if it hits somebody, even if it embeds itself in my opponent's forehead, it still comes back.
I mean, Cap's shield comes back to him after it hits things.
Yeah. Does that mean the wall of physics at all?
Not at all.
You guys ready to go?
Yep.
All right, we're going to go clockwise here. Starting with Matt.
Lightsaber,
Edson.
I'm going to give Batarang at least one.
Respect. Dobson?
Lightsaber.
Josh?
One.
Obi-Wan.
Okay. Yes, of course. And John Avery.
Lightsaber all day.
Hey.
Specifically double-bladed.
Double-bladed.
What color?
I'm a big fan of orange.
Oh, Mace Windu like, all day.
Yeah, dude, that purple's so sick. Yep. I mean, part of it is like that no one else has one. I think that exclusivity kind of makes it cooler to me, but it looks sick. All right, moving on. Next up, we have the Wookiee Bowcaster versus the Good Samaritan.
I forgot he could do that.
Beautiful. Me too, until just now.
Beautiful.
I almost did that as my vote for lightsaber, and I was like, oh, that's not the right time.
I'm sorry, Bowcaster against what?
The Good Samaritan.
Okay, from Hellboy.
Yes.
All right. My knock on the Bowcaster has always been that it's no different than any other blaster, other than it looks cool.
Disagree.
What does the bow bring to the last question?
The bow specifically just makes it look cooler.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like what you just said.
The blaster as a whole is more powerful than a typical blaster.
No, I agree with that. I'm just thinking like...
I think there is added benefit of the bow. If you happen to get into melee combat, like you basically have an axe now.
I mean, you have a large club, perhaps.
But you'd have that with a gun of decent size anyway.
Correct.
So it's the hooky part of the bow itself.
Technical.
The hooky part, yeah, it's a technical thing. Look it up. It's fine.
Wait, did you say the hooky part or the Wookie?
The hooky. That's the hooky Wookie.
Right. That's the other part of it. I guess if a Wookie gets into melee combat, he doesn't really need it.
Right. He just rips
so
your arms off.
This is just best, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how cool it looks matters.
That's true, and it looks cool
for me at least.
I think yeah. in an argument of best, that is very valid.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not pitting these against each other.
I'm not against it. I just yeah. always looked at it and went, "What? Why is it a bow?"
So, without breaking down every detail of the bow.
Nope, do it.
I just like head up, it's cooler. It's cooler, and I would rather have it in a fight.
Yeah. As an actual explanation, it's modeled off of weapons from their ancestors that were actual
right.
crossbows. You get that's why.
But. Makes sense.
So
go ahead.
I'm going to pull a Matt. What's the other weapon? I forget.
I think that's a Josh.
Oh, so Josh. I think it's pretty much everybody. That's what I'm going with.
The Good Samaritan.
The Good Samaritan.
Hellboy's, yeah.
So revolver. Hellboy's revolver.
The Good yeah. Samaritan, like, I mean, it is cool, but you get 4 shots.
Mm-hmm.
You get way more than that with the bowcaster. And then specifically, like, if Hellboy is using it, I think it said that he can only load it with his left hand, but he also can only shoot it with his left hand. So, like, he's at a serious disadvantage, and when you only have 4 shots, granted, they're huge bullets, but still.
Hugely powerful.
Like, it looks cool, but so does the bowcaster, and I think, yeah. like you guys have said, the bowcaster is way more versatile. As a weapon,
Good Samaritan does look really cool, but
oh yeah,
also just go get a Taurus Judge, which yep. is a revolver that shoots shotgun shells. So,
yeah, yep. but the Good Samaritan, weren't you? Josh was telling me that the Good Samaritan was made from the.
That's a lie.
No, that's a lie.
Yes, 100% a lie. I didn't say that. John did.
I didn't. Yeah, they like the handle, Samaritan. The wood for the handle was from the True Cross and
Jesus right there.
Like they used. Metal from cathedral bells and whatnot to forge the gun.
It's a pretty sweet looking gun, though.
It is pretty sweet,
it is.
But it's no bowcaster.
So we destroyed priceless historical relics to create a yep. weapon. That's what you're telling me.
Isn't or maybe that what they're supposed to do with priceless
salvaged
historical?
Salvaged them after they're already destroyed.
Yeah,
probably not.
It's no, called probably. Recycling, Matt. You should look into it.
That's right. Do you not like the environment?
Meh. Depends on where we are.
Meh. Good point.
You guys ready to go?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to start with Josh Hurth.
Cool. Bowcaster.
Cool. Edson.
Who wouldn't want to have Bowcaster?
Dobson.
Bowcaster.
There it is. How about Matt and John?
We're both voting Bowcaster.
Just really wanted to hear him do it again.
Yeah.
All right. Bowcaster moving on. Next up, we have the Energy Sword from Halo. Versus Sting.
Oof.
Bilbo slash Frodo's.
Is that Sting when he was
seriously,
still?
I kind of know how this is going to go out, but I.
The energy
really
sword
hurting.
Is basically a lightsaber, right? Like, how different are they actually?
Well, it's two pronged.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But you, in theory, could have a lightsaber that would be two pronged.
Yeah, I don't know that the energy sword, like, deflects bullets and lasers
True.
Like a lightsaber
okay.
does.
True.
Doesn't seem to work for me in Halo. So.
Say, there's no yeah. blocking function in the game, so I'm yeah. going with no.
The... Well, from an offensive perspective,
I would say it's pretty similar.
Mostly the same.
Yeah.
It's a laser sword.
It's say, it is one of the most fun weapons in Halo to use.
It is. But I don't know, Sting, like, Sting is so cool.
My problem with Sting...
We're talking about the musician, right?
Yeah. When he was still
yes.
with the police, though.
Okay.
Yes, not a solo.
It's described as a short sword for Bilbo, and even then it's a little small as a sword. So like
yeah, it's a dagger.
Right. A halfling, it's not even a real big sword for him. So like you gotta get real close to use it. The average human, like you're gonna be in super close combat, which you're sword fighting anyway, but
how
you wanna have the biggest reach.
Says the guy who carries a pocket knife.
All the time. But they're usually big pocket knives.
About the size of
about the size
Sting.
Of Sting.
About the size of Sting.
I think though,
does it glow blue when orcs are nearby?
And that's
that
the thing.
The question.
Like Sting, I feel like Sting is used very little. Now I have not read the books. I'm only going off of movies. But in the movies, like Sting is used very little as a weapon, and is used more for as a warning of like, hey, you guys are in danger. You got to hide. You got to get out of there. And it looks cool when it glows.
He uses Sting a few times.
He uses it a few times, but it's
when
not...
When said orcs show up.
It's not like when Aragorn is going in with his sword or when Legolas has his bow and arrow. Like they use them nonstop throughout the movies.
Right.
Because you didn't mention it. Also, and my axe.
Yes, yes.
You have my bow.
Sting feels like the little gun that's given to somebody who doesn't know what they're doing,
like
in
a noisy cricket
movie.
Exactly like a noisy cricket,
right? Where it's like,
but
hey,
it's not that powerful.
Just point and pull the trigger. Where it's like, this is like a little sword, and it lights up, so you can tell us if there's bad people nearby, so we can protect you with our better weapons.
That's probably
that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it's like
know.
A security alarm.
I don't know. Security alarms are nice. And then you know
they
what to
are,
do.
But I would rather have a laser sword.
Well, yeah. But
this is an energy
thing.
Energy just sword. The-
Lasers are energy. It's fine. Conservation of matter, mass. I don't know.
Make the Wookiee noise.
We're
again.
A bunch of geniuses.
Dance, monkey.
Wookiee, not monkey. Yes.
Don't come at
a
Wookiee with
a bear,
stick,
sir.
You hooky wookie.
I'm ready to vote, I guess, is what I should say.
You guys ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm starting the other side here. John Avery.
What an energy sword. Oh, energy that sword. Was bad. Disqualify my vote, please.
Hey, guys. Pretty soon he'll be able to watch Monty Python the Holy Grail.
Yay!
Yippee! Okay, how about Josh?
Energy sword.
Energy sword. Dobson.
I'm going Sting.
One for Sting. Edson.
Sting.
Two for Sting. Mr. Matt.
Energy sword.
Energy sword. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Energy sword takes it 3-2. That brings us to our last matchup of round one here. We have the Type 2 phaser using Star Trek versus the Master Sword, Link's signature weapon.
So I made a Master Sword. Obviously, it's a replica.
Thanks for specifying.
Just wanted to specify that. For my son 1 year for Christmas, and he loves all things Zelda. And so I was like, I know that I made you a Master Sword, but I'm not super familiar with Zelda lore. Help me out here. And he's like, dude, the Master Sword's amazing. It not only does it it's got some magic assistant with it that like shows up when you have it, which who doesn't want an assistant doing things for you?
I wish I had one, yeah.
Right? Seriously. But it also helps you to locate objects within an unspecified range. Like it starts pinging or something like that whenever objects are nearby. That's also nice, like when you're trying to find your keys. It's like
it's called dowsing.
Huh? Yeah, see?
It's like the tile.
Sure.
It also gives you the powers of your opposition.
That's cool.
That's a sweet gig there for a weapon.
It's also called the Blade of Evil's Bane.
That is accurate.
Which is just a sick name.
Yeah, that's...
What was the other thing?
Should leave that without...
Type 2 phaser.
Which to me, like, I know that they're shooting lasers, but A, they always set them to stun, and B, they just look puny. Like, I would never feel good carrying
a
phaser.
They look more like a scanner.
Like, they'd vaporize everybody on that one.
Yeah.
I know they can kill. It seems dinky.
No, it's true. Like Klingons and them all have much better like,
right.
phaser weapons. Where
and
sword.
Ships, by the way, the Bird of Prey is fantastic.
Oh yeah,
who can do a Klingon impression?
Go ahead.
Anybody?
I can clear my throat.
Right. I've got the phlegm for it. I just don't know how to speak it.
Yeah, I don't know. I love the phasers. I always have, but. You're right. They are a little dinky looking, but who cares if they can...
Don't they also have, like, rifles, too? Like, phasers aren't the only
yes,
weapon
got,
that the Federation uses.
They got phaser
uses.
Rifles.
Yeah.
Right.
That the guy that's always carrying it seems to get killed.
Yeah, the red shirt. Yeah.
So, wait, they did the whole Excalibur sword out of a stone thing with this sword, too?
Kind of.
Seems
but
a
it's
little
better.
Derivative.
Better? It's better than King Arthur? Have you not seen Disney's Sword in the Stone?
Did you not just hear what he said about the Sword of Evil's Bane?
Merlin turned him into a bird.
Wait, so
and a fish.
The sword will turn me into a Excalibur.
Well, I mean, no, you have to have a wizard with you, but you know,
yeah,
I think
that's
if you
this
right.
With
Excalibur
this,
doesn't
with
come with a pocket
sword,
wizard.
I get to have an assistant.
You like how
we
turned this into the Power Sword versus
Excalibur?
Not Power Sword.
Or Energy.
Master
yeah.
Sword.
Master Sword. Whatever. Master Power.
They're different.
Well, they're all, I'm old. I forget.
The
which
only
which.
Thing they have in common?
Yeah.
They're swords.
And they
I'm
all have some
the,
sort of
well,
magic.
They came
power.
Out of the stone thing.
Yeah, you're fixated yeah. on that, aren't you?
Well, I just saw it. I didn't know it before this. And I'm a little annoyed, but. I'm not going to vote against it. Probably. I don't know.
Probably.
So I've played a couple Star Trek games. Like, the phaser is the automatic weapon you get at the gate, which is never the greatest weapon, right? Like, that's the unlimited ammo because it's not going to do anything weapon.
Yes.
I heard my son insult somebody the other day by calling him default. And I went, oh, that's... pretty mean, actually.
Yes. All right, so the phaser is default.
Yes, that's where I was going with that. Yes. Yeah, you're probably right.
With the Master Sword, like, evil ones cannot touch it.
So ooh, that's
it's also
indestructible.
It cannot take damage. It's indestructible.
All right, I'm ready to vote then.
Ready.
The fact that you can just absorb somebody else's powers is amazing to me. So, yeah.
You guys ready to go?
I'm voting for the Master Power Energy Sword.
There you go. I'm going to tally one officially for the Master Sword. How about Edson?
Master Sword.
Two for the Master Sword. John Avery.
Master Sword.
Just skipping around at this point. Anybody for Type 2 Phaser?
Sword of Evil's Bane.
I'm going to stun y'all.
Boom.
Oh.
Master Sword.
Boom.
There it is.
Oh, you did there.
I see what you did there. All right. Master Sword taking it.
He had us in the first half.
Master Sword taking it 5-0. That brings us to the end of round one.
Sweet.
Just feeling all right?
So far, so good.
Feeling good? Okay. Yep. Moving on to round two. We have Mjolnir versus Sword of Omens. Ooh.
I will say, the lightning is a big factor, obviously. But I think just an average person wielding sword is going to do better than hammer. Most people like wouldn't be used to fighting with a hammer, and it's got a lot less range, too. If you look at it, I mean, it's barely past his hand.
You could also swing
but I can
it,
always
throw
it,
throw
it
at
and have it come back.
Come back to me, yeah.
Always.
Is that an inherent?
Okay,
that's an inherent. Have we ever seen somebody wield it and not have?
I think we have to assume for this argument
that
here.
These are fictional
that,
weapons.
Yes, they're fictional weapons, but that the person wielding those weapons knows how to use those weapons and everything in there. Otherwise, it's just gonna be a hammer versus a sword.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, so I'm thinking that person knows how to not only use it to throw it and come back, but can also swing it to fly.
Right.
You also can't have a sword without a hammer.
Wow.
Boom.
That's deep.
That's deep. Like, I really don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah. So
you use hammer
on.
To
yeah,
forge
I
swords.
Get it. It wasn't worth getting.
The range is actually much, much better with Meow Meow.
Yeah. Okay. If we're gonna go with that, I'm with you.
It also has lightning. Well, because
right.
of Thor.
Well.
But you have the power
but we don't
of
know
Thor,
that.
So
whoever
well,
wields it has the
true.
Power of Thor.
Right.
That's part of
it. And
its
then
thing.
If you pair it with Cap's shield.
Well, see.
Because that's not part of a lightsaber. Like, it's specific to this, yeah.
When Cap has Mjolnir, does he use lightning?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
he does.
Yes, he does.
So then.
And he brings it back. So, okay.
He has the power of Thor. Yeah.
And he spins it and. Pulls himself.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like big jump. It's not fly, but
right.
we'll count it.
Yeah. I mean, he's first time using it. He's got to get
right.
used to it, right?
And where, it was like a little bit of a stressful situation whenever he uses it. So.
Sure.
A little bit.
He can do this all day.
OJT. Most powerful Avenger. So just.
So the Sword of Omens, right? That's the matchup.
That is correct.
Like we said before, sight beyond sight. So you can see. I don't believe you can see the future.
Can you see Mjolnir coming?
You get to watch it hit you in the face?
I mean, yeah, I guess you technically would be able to see it coming.
So, hear me out. What if a Thundercat wielded Meow Meow?
Which Thundercat?
Well, I mean, the name is
all right,
Thundercat.
Keep going.
Yeah, Thundercat.
Meow, whatever.
By the way, it'd be Panthro. He'd be the one. You for sure.
Yeah.
Whoever you're fighting can't take
Mjolnir from you.
It's true.
It is true.
You can't pick it up.
Yep.
If you drop it or something.
You can just put it on their chest and walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah. On their foot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how frustrating would that be? Just shouldn't move. You should
put
one
it on
foot.
Top of the Sword of Omen. Yeah.
You should have a fist fight at that point.
Yes.
I don't know if you put a sword through their foot and they're stuck there too. And
yeah, you can. You can.
Yeah, but you could pull the
sword
out. Sword
of Omen, like, what do we got? We got Sight Beyond Sight and we got that it's retractable.
Yeah, and it gives them some sort of power in order to age him to appropriate.
I think it can give off energy blasts. Like, there is some range factor to it. I don't remember this specifically, but I thought I was reading that. That, like, energy beams.
I'm good.
Yeah. It's not going to change my vote.
Sounds good. I'm just going to go ahead and take your votes. Dobson, Matt, can I tell you guys up for Mjolnir?
Yep.
Yes.
Anyone want to make it three?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say because Sword of Omens.
I love the Sword of Omens so much.
John Avery.
It's also a great name.
Go Mjolnir.
It is.
It is a great name.
I would say... Even though I voted Mjolnir over the Sword of Omens,
I actually pronounce Sword of Omens.
But I still think Sword of Omens is actually my favorite weapon. It may not be the best.
Sure.
But it's the one I like the most.
That's valid. Yeah. Respect. Mjolnir moving on. 4-1. Next up, we have Power Ring versus the Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch.
Ooh.
Can the Power Ring contain... Like, can you just... Sphere around
Nothing can contain the Holy Hand Grenade. Especially once you pulled the ring.
Right.
Pull the pin.
Pull the holy pin.
Yes. Right. And but you have to throw it on three.
Yes. One.
That's right.
Two.
Five.
Five. Three, sir.
I'm just, I don't know. I the Holy Hand Grenade, as much as it pains me to say, it's just a one trick pony.
Right.
It's true.
So I feel like this is kind of an easy matchup to say that it's the ring. Not the one ring, just the power ring.
Power ring.
To rule them
also,
all.
The thing that you say to get the power ring to charge
is actually pretty cool.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Go ahead, because I forget.
I can't say it. I don't know it all.
Because then your ring will start glowing.
When brightest day, darkest night, right?
No evil shall escape my sight.
Yeah. I like that you... said you couldn't do it, but then just did it.
There's more than that, though.
Yeah, there's more.
Oh, is there?
There's more.
Is there
really? Yeah, there's like several more lines.
By the time you're finished, your ring should be totally charged, because that takes forever.
And you've already been stabbed.
But what's crazy is when you're wearing the ring, you know, like, what to say.
Oh, okay.
That's a power of the ring.
Knew that it was running out of power. I'd be like, yeah, I mean, so is my watch. So
I just stick my wrist outside. It's solar powered. It'd be fine. It's okay. It's like Superman.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Did you say Superman solar powered?
Yeah. I mean a little bit.
I'm not arguing it.
All right, here we go. In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light.
There it is.
Phil said it word for word while he was doing that.
My B, I did know it actually.
It's one of those things where it's like, once you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, once you said it, I'm like, oh, I knew all those words. I mean, like, not that I knew all those words. I knew the order of them also.
Except your vocabulary. I know all those words. Good job, Edson. We're proud of you.
English is a second language.
That is fair.
You guys ready to vote?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Start with Matt.
Powering.
Edson.
Hand grenade.
Holy hand grenade. John Dobson.
Power ring.
Power ring. Josh.
It's the power ring, yeah.
There you go. John Avery.
Power ring.
Power ring.
Apologies,
takes
John Cleese.
4-1.
Avid listener, John Cleese.
Yes.
Friend of the podcast?
Absolutely.
Yep. If he wants to be, sure.
Big sponsor.
All right, a twist of fate. We now have lightsaber versus Wookiee Bowcaster.
Oh.
No, come on. That's easy.
Lightsaber. We're done.
Lightsaber.
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, Chewie.
I'll give the
go and give us one. Yeah. All right. Give us the sound one this time.
Say, can we
appreciate
get a
it,
sad
man.
Chewie?
I can't wait to listen to that in half speed.
Very nice. Lightsaber moving on 4-1. Okay. And our last matchup of round two here, we have the Halo Energy Sword versus the Master Sword.
Master Sword Schooler.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, absolutely the Master
and
Sword.
Because the Energy Sword, I think it can match up. Like
Energy Sword is super discount lightsaber.
So yeah.
It's a loss.
Not only that, but the Master Sword gives its user increased skill automatically, which is really nice if you're an amateur and you don't know what you're doing. You pick up the sword and all of a sudden you know what you're doing.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be nice. I mean, not for me, because I've been well-versed in sword play for years. That's
right. It's about a child's toy to Edson. He's being oddly silent here.
Yeah, I think
we're ready to vote.
I wasn't sure. Okay, yeah.
You guys, okay, I'll just put it out there. Anyone for the Halo Energy Sword?
No.
No.
All right. Master Sword moving on.
Yes.
5-0. Semifinals. We have our comic book weapons here with Mjolnir versus Power Ring.
Ooh.
That's a really good matchup.
It is.
That's actually good because I've seen Green Lantern's ring get beaten. Mm-hmm. By sheer brute force before.
Yes. You can break the creations.
You can break the will, too.
True. Yeah.
Oh, well, yes. I've done that plenty of times.
enough lightning will do that.
That's also well-versed in will breaking.
So yeah, in this kind of matchup, I feel like the meow. I really can't pronounce Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
To be fair, that's probably not even English. So we're on to like third language here.
It's true. There's a J in the word. I know that there is.
Yes. It's like fjord.
Treat it as a Y.
Right. Why?
Yes.
Because he just told you to.
It's like Mjolnir.
Right.
Mjolnir.
Yay, there you go.
All right.
Good job.
Mjolnir.
He did it
one
and done.
You like food. I like food. Anyway, so I just feel like Mjolnir is
the hammer.
The hammer is a much better weapon than the ring is. As cool as the ring is, and the fact that there is some versatility to it. The fact that you can crush someone's will and therefore lose is just, I like Meow Meow better. You guys are really just jumping in on these.
So you're also technically, if you're wielding that weapon, the King of Asgard.
Not necessarily.
That's not the case because
Thor is still around.
If Odin's still around. But that's offered by Thor at one point. That if you're worthy, then you can lead Asgard.
Yeah.
We'll call it at the very least your successor to the crown.
Yeah. There you go.
You're in line.
Yeah, I think he mentioned that in Avengers Age of Ultron, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something about ruling if you can lift the hammer or something.
Yeah. But I think that...
So the elevator.
Now, in the timeline, I don't think that's the case because he's already relinquished.
Yeah.
To,
I mean, Valkyrie, to be fair.
There's also
to be fair.
Yeah, Asgard's way gone.
If you were have Thor's power, you pretty much could rule anywhere you were anyway.
True.
So
good point.
Cool.
If the creations can be destroyed via brute force.
So can the creator.
So can the creator.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because we'll just throw Mjolnir off to the side and let him loop around, come and hit whoever's wearing the ring in the back of the head. And Mjolnir, that's my vote. I just think it's just better.
I think they're fairly evenly matched. You can go back to the power ring can run out, so it can willpower. I don't think Mjolnir's power can run out.
Hold on.
If the wielder gets taken out.
The ability to summon it, though, is so significant.
Can the person wearing the ring make a hand that can pick up Mjolnir?
Only if he's worthy.
Invalid question. Different universes.
I would assume no.
Same rules do not apply.
There's crossovers.
Yeah, because even with the gauntlet, like you couldn't even with that power.
But
you
it's
can't.
An inanimate object. So an elevator can lift it. They've mentioned that. So what would be the difference between an elevator?
Nobody's controlling that elevator.
The elevator's not trying to lift
it. And yeah, the elevator isn't lifting it. It's just moving it. It's not like it's trying to pick it up off the floor.
Yeah, wielding and...
If you hang it on a coat rack.
Something. Coat rack
yes,
is
he hangs it on
worthy.
The key rack. Where'd I think that's in door two. I don't remember.
Yeah,
it's door
your
two.
Umbrella. Yeah.
First
Shut
one,
up. Door two is not as bad as you remember being.
I bet it is.
Slightly better.
You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to start here with John Avery.
Give me Mjolnir.
One for Mjolnir. Josh.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Thompson. Three.
Four.
Four.
Cinco.
Woo. There you go. Mjolnir moving on to the finals.
Now I should have said Quattro. I feel terrible.
You should.
All right. And the other semifinal matchup, we have the lightsaber versus the Master Sword.
I know we've talked about the Master Sword, but it's lightsaber for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
exactly.
Like, I'm
exactly.
Like, yeah. I'm going to have to pick lightsaber on this one.
I'm going against whatever reason we built up the last three rounds.
Because it's a lightsaber.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's best.
Because it is a lightsaber.
Yeah.
And if you have the Force, you can also summon it.
Yes, though that is not part of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you say we're not yeah. giving whoever
I know,
it.
But
yeah.
it's still a lightsaber.
Whereas with Mjolnir, that is like inherently part of the weapon.
Right.
Is Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The lightsabers only. Won me Ordors a few times ago. Master sure Swords never won anyone Ordors.
Oh, good point.
True, so true, far, true. Point. That's very true.
Point for lightsaber.
Real quick, anyone for Master Sword officially?
I feel like I want to give it just one.
Okay.
I do
I mean,
want
it's,
to give it. I don't
amazing.
Want it to be a clean sweep, so.
I've never heard of a weapon before that you take somebody else's power when you're using it.
Mjolnir gives you Thor's power, which is somebody
else's.
No,
like your opponent.
Semantic.
Oh, okay.
Like the person you're fighting.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. It's like the Jigglypuff of weapons. Nope. It's like the Kirby of weapons.
Okay. Is a
yeah.
weapon. All right. Lightsaber moving on. 4-1. And that brings us to our final. Mjolnir versus lightsaber.
Oh, my God.
Now, this one's tough.
Yeah.
I don't remember, like this at all.
Now, remember, no. These are not which would win. Right? This is the best one.
I don't like ties, but let's
best
go
weapon.
Home.
Yeah. Be a shame if the recording just stopped automatically. Like we ran out of tape.
Technical difficulties.
To be fair, the recording.
To be fair.
Yeah.
I just can a lightsaber cut through?
I was meow, just meow? Thinking about that.
Different
so
universes.
Like,
I think.
Well, no, but not only that,
very specific
but even
alloy,
even
right?
like even lightsabers like trying to in the canon of Star Wars, it takes time for it to cut through metal. Like, it's not like they just all... Just,
on
well,
metal,
it takes
yeah.
time
well,
for it to cut through blast doors.
Can't cut through.
Beskar.
True.
Right, Beskar.
So, I think for the sake of this argument, it can't just cut through.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
I think
I'm okay with that.
It's
let's
also...
Assume...
Mjolnir is also has magical properties, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's imbued with...
Yeah.
So, it's a fair fight in both of them.
Yes.
So, in the most recent season of Mandalorian... We saw a Beskar weapon versus the Darksaber.
Yes.
What are the properties of a Darksaber versus a lightsaber?
It is shaped more like what you think a sword. It's not the round dowel that most lightsabers are. Like, it has an edge to it. Some of its power is just in, like, the mysticism of it. But I think you make an argument that it's more powerful than... Your average lightsaber,
because the dark side is better than the light
no,
side.
No, it's not a dark side thing. It's okay. A Mandalorian thing.
Because evil will triumph over good.
The dark saber was made by and wielded by a Mandalorian Jedi, so it's not a dark side. I know Maul had it at one point, but the biggest difference is the makeup being more like a typical sword. It has an edge, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it still can't cut through Beskar.
Beskar,
right?
Not like sliced through. No, I, based on events of
NASCAR
episodes, I think it could eventually get through Beskar, but it's not like a just sliced through.
So, they didn't necessarily explain it, maybe at all in the show.
Because why do you need to?
Looks so freaking.
Can you not use the sword if you don't win it?
So,
the darksaber?
That's just the darksaber. We're talking about a lightsaber here.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Distract
right.
Too yeah. much.
I was asking
but
about it only
record,
because
no, I believe anyone can wield it.
Right.
It's just
because
like a
okay. To me,
thing
we've got Mjolnir, which is up until Hela, we kind of figured was near indestructible, right?
Right.
And then we have a lightsaber, which we've seen cut through really thick metal. And yeah, it might take
and
a little
also
bit to go
been
through
broken.
A blast door.
They've also been broken.
They've also been broken.
Yes.
So my question, why I brought the darksaber in, is because we've seen a darksaber versus a very strong metal in the Beskar. Now, do we think the Mjolnir is made from a stronger metal than Beskar armor?
I think
so,
I would say at least as strong.
At least as
that's,
strong,
that's
but not
I'm
only
saying.
That.
At least right. as strong.
But my
steel,
argument.
Yeah, I'd be willing to at least equate it.
So, but here we're arguing for the best weapon.
Yes.
And originally one of the things that we said about a lightsaber is that you just wham. Right. Like you just hear that sound and you're like, that is the coolest sounding thing that I've ever heard. And I can't say the same thing for Meow Meow and with the power
okay.
that.
Okay, so if we're going to go coolness though, I'm going right. to throw this out there because the sound is so epic of a lightsaber.
Correct.
Right? But if we're just going to go like what like cool moments when Cap picked up Mjolnir.
It's true.
It was like
I did.
It was everything.
I did. I
it
did.
Was everything
I'm
I've
getting
ever
goosebumps
wanted.
Right
it
now.
Was
thinking
chills.
About it.
It was like it is. It is actually the only time I've ever cheered in a theater. Like, not like. Oh yeah. Like screamed and like cheered. Like was like ready to go to war with Cap. Like
that's true.
Get that.
So
all right. So let's look at this. All right. Does it devalue lightsabers that there are multiple? And then does that in turn add value to Mjolnir that there's only the one?
Not
I don't think so.
Anyway.
Not for me either.
We're going to talk about best. We've talked about like how cool is it. The customization, the word that I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I'm pretty sure that was right. Yeah.
Of a lightsaber is huge. Like playing Star Wars games over the years, like I love to make my own. Mine always looks super different because I want to make it super unique, and I can.
Right.
Not that I don't love the look of Mjolnir, but I can make my lightsaber my own.
Plus, if you're like, it just the intimidation factor of it. You're sitting in the dark, and your enemy starts coming. You just that lightsaber clicks on, like.
So it's Vader at the end of Rogue One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
chills
the,
for
you're
sure.
Like, oh, chills. Everyone should run right now.
Right. Right. But if you were in a dark room,
he also
room,
mostly uses the Force, right? In that fight,
no, he uses the lightsaber a lot. Yeah, yeah, okay. He uses it a lot. Cool. Like, that's a great scene. That's exactly
oh, so
what
good.
Vader should be.
I'm watching it right now.
I'm watching it right now. That's
so
no,
I think,
want to.
I think
I want
weapon,
to watch it.
Like as a weapon, Meow Meow is a better weapon.
Yeah,
right. The ability to recall it. You can wield lightning.
You can fly.
You can fly.
You can block lasers. Oh no, wait. That's the that's
he does use
I
mean, it for
if,
defense.
I say,
in
if you're quick enough, I bet you can.
I think
oh, he blocks the, all kinds of stuff with mm-hmm. it.
In the Avengers, I believe he blocks some Chitauri blasts with
yeah.
The
yeah. You can drop it on your enemy and pin them down, which he does in one of his.
Yeah.
They can't do anything about it. Like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, as far as coolness, lightsaber, but as far as just a better weapon, I think it's Mjolnir.
This is tough.
This is very
these are
difficult.
Two great weapons.
I don't know. If I had to choose, if I was forced to choose.
which
you
do.
Are. That's my line, by the way.
That's what we do here.
All right. Well,
this is what we pay you for. It's
a few more seconds, but I will force a vote here very soon. So, any last arguments?
Oh,
make a note.
Use the force.
Make
oh.
a note.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not hearing anything, so it's time to vote.
Yeah.
It's time to vote. We're going to start here with the Wookiee himself, John Avery. The Hokey Wookiee.
Well, I love lightsabers so much, and Mjolnir is the coolest hammer around.
Except for MC.
This hammer, don't hurt him.
Can't touch it.
This hammer will hurt you. And that's why I'm voting for it.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I don't like it either.
That might be the biggest surprise.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I thought I knew how this vote was going to go. Now I don't know anything anymore.
That's why it's the final.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. You'd get that if you were seeing Ghostbusters.
You ever seen Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I've seen Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. Sorry, he looked at you.
I meant to look at John.
Sorry.
I'm like, why'd you look at me? I've seen it a lot.
Go ahead, Benson. Yes. Not everything's about you.
It is when you make it about him.
Hey, nobody asked you.
I am asking Josh, however, what his vote is.
Lightsaber.
Tied up.
Wow.
Dobson.
Mjolnir.
Two for Mjolnir. Edson.
Lightsaber.
All right, Matt.
Which he votes that way only on because.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
That's where I was leaning for first, and I'm just surprised that you voted for lightsaber as well. I thought this was going to be 4-1.
Mjolnir.
Quite honestly.
Mjolnir. It is.
I think it could have been 4-1. I think it could have been 5-0 either way.
I thought it was going to be 3-2, quite honestly. But when Avery went for Meow Meow, I was like, oh, it's 4-1 now.
It's just
well done. Well done, everybody. Great arguments. Those were the two highest seed, I believe. They were the top tier weapons. Let's be real.
I don't even remember.
Lots of cool weapons here. Thank you guys for arguing those out. I had a good time.
cool. It's like I didn't even ask a question.
It's fun.
He's still talking too.
I am still talking.
What was the one seed?
Mjolnir.
For a friend.
Mjolnir was
literally
the number one seed.
Oh, I didn't realize that was his designation now.
I was talking about him.
Yep.
That's what I was saying.
So that does it for Best Fictional Weapon. And as always, everyone, thank you for listening. I encourage you to listen again at half speed. That's a real good time. follow us on social media. Check out our fan votes. We like to see what you guys would think would be the best fictional weapon. I would like to see what you guys think would be the best fictional weapon. And with no further ado, John Dobson has the final word. So close us out, man.
So I usually have no problem talking. But when I found out I had the final word, I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to say. So I'm just going to take this time to remind everybody here. I'm not replaceable. I am irreplaceable. And yeah, Josh, there's nothing you can say about it right now. And it's glorious. Yeah, you guys know this podcast wouldn't be the same without me. You're right, it'd be better, but but I'm irreplaceable. So just wanted to leave you with that little fact.
Meow meow.
Meow meow.
Meow meow. Meow meow.
Meow meow.
Meow meow.
Meow meow.
Mjolnir.
Yay, there you go.
All right.
Good job.
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
He did it one time.